Okay, so this week, I just want to share something briefly on the prophesying meeting. Then there will be an opening word. And then, okay, so the prophesying meetings is typically the second half, right? We're aware. You know, prophesying is not a matter of so much as like giving, like as to predict. We use the word prophesying mainly to speak forth and for Christ.
Amen.
Not in the matter of encouraging, inciting, and building each other up. Not in the matter of foretelling the future. And so we see this in 1 Corinthians 14, that prophesying actually helps to, prophesying encourages one another. Excuse me, it says here in verse 3, but he who prophesies speaks building up and encouragement and consolation to men. And also, it mentions here in verse 12, seek that you may excel for the building up of the church. So actually, in chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians, we see that prophesying, by prophesying, and each one prophesying. Actually, we see in this chapter, each one has a portion, each one has a word to minister to one another, to encourage one another, to bring consolation to one another, to build up one another. And we see very clearly in this chapter that prophesying builds up the church. So we just like to encourage all the saints, all the brothers and sisters, let's not despise prophecy. We shouldn't despise our own prophesying, neither should we despise another's prophesying. But rather, we should give a listening ear to receive what the saints have for one another and build each other up for the building up of the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This meeting will build up the church.
Amen.
We'd like to encourage as many saints. After one of the brothers will give an opening word, that many brothers and sisters can speak for 2 minutes or less. Even if you were to speak for 30 seconds, your prophesying waters one another, feeds one another, and builds each other up. At the end, around 12:05, there'll be a closing word.
Amen.
So just so you know the time, and you can see, make sure you speak earlier rather than later, so you can have your portion
Amen.
Be released to the saints.
Amen. Amen.
Alright, I'll give the opening word. This week, we're on week 4, and can we read the title together?
Amen.
The significance of eating and the defeat of death. Roman numeral 1 says, in order to know the real meaning of eating Leviticus, we need to know the significance of eating. In A, it states, to eat is to contact things outside of us that could affect us inside. And if we could read A1, because I believe it more explains what eating is. Eating is not merely contacting something, but also receiving something into us. You know, we all eat as human beings, but I feel like very few times we actually receive things. You know, we may eat some random piece of knowledge, but to receive something, and it gives you life. It doesn't just become part of your organic composition, it becomes part of your spiritual composition. And we need this spiritual composition of Christ when we eat Him. A3 states that even more clearly. We all are a constitution of the food that we eat and digest. What we digest becomes our constitution. And B states that taking in the Lord to digest and assimilate Him so that He may become life to us is signified by our eating the bread at the Lord's table. And moving on to day 2, what touched me is that God wants us to eat Him.
Amen.
He wants us to digest and assimilate Him.
Amen.
We need to have Christ
Amen.
In order to move on in our spiritual journey. There's just no way, you know, from our own merit, that we can actually be worthy of moving on without the blood of Christ.
Amen.
And I like day 1.2. Day 2.. D1. It says God's economy is not a matter of outward things, but of Christ coming to us inwardly. And for this, we need to take Christ by eating him.
Amen.
And day three helps establish, like, why we need this bread. And I think day three, point E, is like one of the most important things, because a lot of people wonder, how do they overcome? What do they need to do to overcome? So if y'all can go on day three, on part four, capital E, it states together.
Okay.
Eating Jesus is the secret of overcoming. The unique way to be an overcomer is to eat Jesus.
It's just as simple as that. We just need to eat Jesus.
Amen.
It's so simple, right? But to truly eat Jesus, as we stated earlier, we need not to just to eat him. We need to receive his spirit into us.
Amen.
And Roman numeral 2, it states that Leviticus 11 is concerned very much with death. If we do not have the life of Christ, we are in death. And death is the one thing that, it's one of the things aside from the devil that God really hates. Because death defiles us. If we don't have Christ, we are in death. And when we're in death, we're essentially with Satan. Because Satan rules through death. That's his strongest weapon against us. And day four even states that clearly. And point B, from Eden onwards, God's controversy with Satan has been the issue of death and life. And point C states, according to the Bible, death is more defiling and abominable than sin. And before I go further, I want to get on the matter of eating, because that's how we overcome death. So I want you to, if you can, go to 1 Corinthians 10, 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 16. Is everybody ready? Everybody good? All right. So what really touched me is it's talking about the cup of blessing.
Amen.
And it's talking about how significant the cup of blessing is to us.
Amen.
So the verse 16 states, the cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. I really appreciate this verse, because it helped establish more so how blessed we are to have this body, how blessed we are to have Christ.
Amen.
And the church is what we need in order to overcome this death. The church, life gives, Christ gives life to us, and the church is supposed to also give life to all who believe in Christ. So, and we need this life to overcome death.
Amen.
And day five talks about the might of death. So in day 5, F, it states that the attack upon the church will come from the gates of Hades, from death. And it is God, and day, on point F, but point three, God intends for the church to manifest the life of Christ. Thus, the church must be full of life. And four even establishes in ourselves, we cannot overcome death because Satan has injected death into us when we first ate the forbidden fruit. And the only one who can overcome death is the Lord Jesus Christ. And day six pretty much summarizes how we're able to have access to Christ. It is in day 6.2, it states, through his death on the cross, Christ destroyed the devil, who has the might of death, and released those who were held in slavery because of the fear of death. And I think what we have to realize is that since the Lord destroyed the devil, we now have no more fear of death.
Amen.
And we are released from its slavery.
Amen.
We do not have to fear death. And because we do not have to fear death, it doesn't mean that immediately death will be gone. But like, it means that we have the resurrection life of Christ. Amen. Death is nullified because death, along with Satan, will be thrown into the gate of Hades. And so, I really appreciated this because it really speaks to the eternal life of Christ. The life of Christ, he was able to taste death and still overcome it, challenge it, and defeat the devil all through his just one death.
Amen.
And what he did for us wasn't just for us. What he did for us was for everything that God created. And that made me really appreciate it, because at first I more so think that, oh, Christ died for us. That's what we hear very often. But Christ died for everything God created. And because of that, we are allowed this propitiation. He's able to reconcile every single matter.
Amen.
And to me, that was just so wonderful, because anything that is on your mind, anything you think that is impossible, God can resolve that through his death.
Amen.
And I just want to leave the opening statement for, I end it here, and let anybody who wants to speak and see what touched them throughout the week, please speak, and thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
So I appreciated, so I have 2 minutes or less. I don't know if someone could be on the piano. Each of us will have 2 minutes or less. I appreciated this week, it covered two matters, one on the significance of eating and the other on the defeat of death.
Amen.
On the significance of eating, we know in our human life, if you don't eat for a few days, you're famished, you're weakened, and ultimately, of course, you're malnutritioned, right, and then you just waste away, and then you die. In our spiritual life, how much more, actually the physical life is really a type, a picture into our spiritual life, and seeing that we really need to eat. But what do we eat? Actually, we see that as people, and also as believers, all the time we're eating something, because our eating something is contacting something. Whatever we contact, and what we contact, we also take in. That is eating. So we may be contacting many things. They may be contacting certain things that are of interest to us, certain things that we read from the internet, things that we see posted. That is a eating. But actually, what the Lord really wants is for us to have a change in taste of our eating. And so our taste needs to be more of the divine, more of Christ. Our taste needs to be, we need to taste and see that the Lord is really good for food. So actually, our coming to eat Christ, our coming to eat Jesus, is actually just our coming to this person, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I really appreciate, and I was so helped by this week's message, that our eating is coming to a person. When I come to the Word, when I come to the ministry, and when I read it, I should have a clear sense within my spirit, I am coming to you, Lord.
Amen.
I'm coming here to receive you. I'm coming here to be one with you.
Amen.
What I eat, it would just be you constituted in me, renewing me and transforming me and changing me from inward, right? And I was so helped just by when I go through the verses, I just realize I'm eating Jesus. And I'm contacting Jesus in his presence.
Amen.
And I'm receiving something from him.
Amen.
And actually, we see that eating will lead us into the defeat of death.
Right.
This person we eat is resurrection.
That's right.
Death could not hold him. He is resurrection and the life.
Amen.
And he lives forever and ever to intercede on our behalf. Such a one defeats death that is all around us and the whole church. The church came out of Christ. So the church is, though we're attacked by death, though we're not immune by death's attack, we have such a one who overcame him. So we stand in him and we proclaim him and we minister him to defeat death through the church. Right? I think my time is up. But, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, whole Christendom, Christianity in the world believe in God, right? And the people of Israel believe in God. And they searched the scriptures. They knew the Spirit. And Jesus said to them, in John 5:39, it says, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me." So the scriptures testify of me, telling to the Israelites. "But you're not willing to come to me that you might have life." Right? And then when we go to John 6:54, Jesus said, "Whoever eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life." When I came to the ministry, I said, "This is crazy. We're talking about eating Jesus, eating God." See, God is the source of life. He's the bread of life. But the problem with the people of Israel, they were missing not only the bread of life, they knew the bread of life, but they didn't know the living bread. See, the living bread is the one we eat. And no matter how much we call God the Father, if we don't eat the Lord Jesus, really nothing. We need to eat the Lord Jesus, because he said, "Whoever eat my flesh will live because of me."
That's right.
So this is the only way we could live. There's no other way, because he's the only one to defeat death on the cross. So no matter what the enemy tried to do in our life, temptations, especially young, when I was young, being a college student too, we received a lot of attacks from the enemy. But we had to call his name. We had to call and we had to read his word. When we read his word, then the Lord will defeat that. So praise the Lord that we have seen this, that we not only have the bread of life, God the sword, but we also have the living bread, God the Son.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this revelation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Everyone look at me, you know that I'm the person who love to eat. Recently I have operation.
Hallelujah.
There's a lot of things that I cannot eat, I should not eat. I need to lose 20 pounds. You're killing me. But of course, we are not talking about that kind of eat. In the Bible, at the very beginning, it's talking about, this week we talk about eating, life and death. At the very beginning of the Bible, he talked about eat. They talk about the tree of life. And this is type of eating. And I appreciate this church give us certain truths, and they explain a lot of things to me. One thing I learned is this eating. This eating, look at this. He say that, and when they were eating, he took the bread and blessed it, and he broke it and gave to them, and he said, take it, this is my body. They want to eat his body. Only barbarian people will eat people, right? I never understand this. But after in the church, day by day, finally, I understand that. It says that eat is to receive.
Amen.
To receive it. Eat is take in. To take he in to us. Eat is accept him. To accept him as our Lord. Eating is to believe in him.
That's right.
So this is helped me a lot. or otherwise I will never understand eating Lord, why it is so important to us. How can we be an overcomer by eating Him?
But
becoming an overcomer is to accept Him. Accept Him to be in our life. Accept Him as our King. Accept Him to sitting on the throne in our heart.
Amen.
So this eating is so important to us.
Amen.
And the other thing is, just want to tell you, I'm so spiritual. All my kids' snack come with a spiritual meaning. And he who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit say.
Amen.
In the church. Amen. Let him has ear. My daughter Carol, in Chinese name, is have ear. Yo, her. Half a year. Halfway spiritual.
Amen.
My wife is the only one to the back.
Amen. So you see in the outline, day 3, E, remember what Kumar brought this up. I really enjoy this. Eating Jesus is the secret of overcoming.
Amen.
The unique way to be an overcomer is to eat Jesus.
Amen.
So it really is that simple. When you eat Jesus, you become an overcomer. And why is that? Because Jesus is the only one who overcame everything.
That's right.
And so in this way, the two aspects in this message are not at all separate, the eating and defeat of death. In fact, they're very, very much interrelated and connected. I remember when I first heard this in the summer training, it was just like a refreshing reminder of what the Lord actually did. Because sometimes we take for granted what He accomplished. And so we could flip to Acts 2:24. I'll just read it. It says, "Whom God has raised up, having loosened the pangs of death,
Amen.
Since it was not possible for Him to be held by it." More and more, like this week, I'm just like, Lord, You really are
Amen.
The most powerful one. You
Amen.
Are you are the only one who overcame the devil. We
Amen.
Were under Satan's bondage. We had no hope.
Yes.
We were his slaves.
Amen.
But the Lord came down, and it says near the end of the outline in H, He overcame death through His resurrection and broke through death. The devil's ultimate weapon is death. That's his strongest weapon. And he threw everything he could at the Lord. And the Lord broke through it all. It was no problem for him. And then on the cross, he released this resurrection life. And resurrection is, it says, is the overcoming of death. And so I just wrote down here in my notes, I just said, this one who overcame and defeated death, he now dwells in us
Amen.
As our life. He is now in our spirit.
Amen.
The one who nullified, made to naught, the greatest weapon of the enemy, has now been destroyed.
Amen.
His head has been crushed.
Amen.
And now he dwells in us.
Amen.
So sometimes I have the experience like, Lord, how come I can't overcome? Why is this thing bothering me so much? The problem is that I simply don't see that the Lord already overcame it. And he is dwelling in me. And as long as I see, Lord, you already defeated the enemy.
Amen.
I don't need to do anything. I just need to eat you and enjoy you.
Yes.
Immediately, Amen. Everything can be overcome.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. In Genesis 2:17, it says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, of it you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." And every time, you know, the Lord even said that in the very beginning, in the book of Genesis, it already told us. But I really appreciate what God does for us. He doesn't just, you know, allowing us just to eat one tree, but He allows us to eat other trees too. And the footnote says, God's first commandment to men concerned man's eating, not man's conduct. Eating is critical to men, a matter of life or death. Men's outcome and destiny before God depends altogether on what he eats. If men eat the tree of life, he will receive God as life and fulfill God's purpose. If he eats the tree of knowledge, he will receive Satan as death and be usurped by him for his purpose. I really appreciate what, you know, God in the very beginning has already warned us, even though he allowed us, and yet still Adam fallen, and now God has to send his son to die for us. You know, he just doesn't abandon us there. He just like, okay, go and die. But he sent his son so that he can recover us back to our position. And he is the tree of life. I mean, we eat a lot of things all day long. You know, if we're just walking down the streets or even just listen to the radio or whatever, that's a form of eating. And a lot of times we really have to come to the Lord and realize this is the things that we're eating all day from the time that we wake up. Whatever is going through our mind, we're eating it. So we have to come to the Lord and eat from the tree of life.
Amen.
We've got to come to the Lord and says, Lord, I just want to eat you.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times we have this funny things in our mind saying, what does people think about me today? Or what is affecting me today? It's always been me, me, me. And yet the Lord says, turn away from me. Come, just come and eat him. And that's the very beginning book of this whole Bible. I just really appreciate what God is trying to tell us in the very beginning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I was really encouraged with the truth. John 6:51 says, I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever.
Amen.
And the bread which I will give is my flesh, given for the life of the world. Saints, God not only desires that man be his vessel to contain him, but also wants man to eat, digest, and assimilate him. When we eat, digest, and assimilate physical food, we are energized and strengthened. The Lord wants us to digest and he wants to be digested and assimilated by us so that he can become the constituent of our inward being. Praise the Lord for the day we receive the Lord Jesus. He is the tree of life. In him was life. The tree of life is good for food. And Jesus as the bread of life is also good for food. Saints, God is good for eating.
Amen.
God is edible. God presented himself to man in the form of food. The way for us to realize Christ as the kingdom is to eat and drink of him as the tree of life and the water of life. These two items, the tree of life and the water of life, will be our portion for eternity.
Amen.
We all can eat King Jesus and take him into us. All the kingly elements are in this bread. The more we eat Jesus and the more the royal ingredients get into us, the more the royal ingredients get into us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for such a ruling element within.
Amen. Amen.
Hey.
So I really enjoyed a paragraph in week 4, day 3. The secret of overcoming is eating Jesus. There is no other way. You must not take the way of learning things, the way of picking up teachings. May the Lord be merciful to us that we would pick up this one way, the way of eating Jesus.
Amen.
Day by day, we must eat him as the tree of life, the hidden manna, and the feast. So in the past week, I have been like trying to read some of the ministry and some of the word, but I realized like actually this that day I like read some ministry like right after. And then I realized that when I was coming to that ministry, I was not coming in the way of eating. And a lot of it, when I was approaching it, I was just trying to learn something, maybe just like very outwardly, like maybe if I was, as if I was just like studying for like a class or something. But then the Lord touched me that when you come to this type of ministry and the word, it's not so that we can just understand things, but it's in a way of eating.
Amen.
So praise the Lord, we have the secret of overcoming.
Amen.
Eat Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
This week the title is Significance of Eating and the Receipt of the Death. You know, when we are eating, we get energy, we get energy, and we are strengthened by eating physically. How about the spiritual? If we don't eat Jesus, then our spirit will die, and then, you know, the Satan will overcome us. In God's eye, the death is most ugly things, the defiled things in God's eye. So we just need to really take care of our spirit by eating with Jesus. This morning I was touched by David saying, how we need Jesus. We come to eat Jesus. We need to contact this leading person. We cannot just read it. And maybe sometimes we think we need to do some homework by reading the Bible. And to fulfill some work, but we really need to come to Him, to eat Him, to digest Him, to assimilate Him, so the Word will become alive to supply us. Yeah. Otherwise, if we only get the knowledge, it's not going to be our life supply. It's so important. We need this Word become the life-giving spirit to supply our whole being. So when in our daily life, you know, we are facing so many things. And all the things, like the sister said, we listen to a lot of, you know, we see the internet, or we come to read a lot of magazines or worldly things. It all causes us spiritual death. So we really need to spend some time to turn to the Word.
Amen.
And the Word constituted in us. So we will come and overcome many bad situations. Amen.
Amen.
This weekend is also really impressed with the matter of meaning. And the matter of life and death. So actually really, a lot of times we're in death or we touch death and we don't feel life. So we actually really need life. Amen. The only way we can touch life is the Lord, right? He's life and He's the bread of life. Enjoyed this week. You really have to learn how to eat. Brother Ron is speaking with, you know, even Brother Ron, he's been in the church life so long. And he said, what does it mean to eat? Like, what does that actually mean? And so he actually had to go before the Lord and really ask the Lord what it meant to eat. So actually eating is just whatever we contact. So when we contact something, we receive it into us, and that's eating. So actually, when we are in our daily living, actually we contact a lot of things that are of the world, or a lot of things that are death. Not necessarily sin, but that it's death itself. So actually we need to learn to contact things of the life.
Right? Amen.
So we contact the Lord, learn to eat life and eat the Lord. And we know, as the saints have been sharing, when we touch Christ and when we eat life, eat the Lord, actually, this brings in the reality of the kingdom.
Amen.
And it causes us to be overcoming and to have an overcoming life.
Amen.
We really need life.
Amen.
And not to be so bound by death, right? Because we know the Lord overcame death and nullified death. So we really need to learn how to touch life, to be in life. So I just felt really desperate. Like, Lord, this week, like, I don't want to just be dead all the time, but really learn how to eat You. And that's the only way I can be.
Amen. Amen. Sister Phoebe mentioned one of the brother called Ron Kangas is the speaker of this message. I only talk one word, because when this brother, 21 years old, he just graduated from the Princeton seminar, you know, the best one during the Ivy League. He got a bright future, but one day God showed him. He dropped everything, bright future, come to California, Anaheim, looking for the nobody. the China man. Everybody despised that man. Come to learn everything from him. He, since 21 years old, he started to learn. First thing is Brother Lee telling him, just learn to write outline. After 45 years, today he write. Whoa, that's his masterpiece. So profound during those messages. Because he got a background from the seminar. And also have a, get a real God's revelation from Brother Lee. So we put all together that we are so blessed. Amen. Well, I stop here. I just enjoy what? I'll show you. This week, I really enjoy. He told us, wow. He say, the Lord Jesus taking 4 steps to utterly defeat death. Wow! 4 steps. He mentioned 6 verses. Very important for us. Wow. I never could go to Tokyo Dental. My Bible study is always, I know, oh, death. We get 120 times. Come from the New Testament. Oh, okay. We have 8 times. Is it from the Gospel of Luke? 8 times from the Acts. We have 8 times from the First Corinthians. 8 times from the... I just looking, you know, go into the bush. But the brother, he showed me very clearly. You have 4 times. Okay, I just read the point. The, number one, by tasting death on behalf of everything, Christ destroying the devil, releasing us from the fear of death, and nullify death. Okay, second one. Christ descending into the abysses to proclaim his total victory. Amen. Over the death and the Hades. That's number two. Down to the hill. Amen? Third one. Christ conquering death, resurrecting from the dead, and the death not being able to hold him. We use a very strong verse from Acts 2:24, just Jerry mentioned. Number four, hallelujah, right now, Christ, the living one, now possessing the key of death. Hallelujah, the living one, now the key man, he possessing the keys of death. Amen.
This week's message is based on Leviticus chapter 11. If we have time, can go back to read that chapter. I will say it time and time. It's about, the first part is about teaching the Israel what to eat. I hope we need to see this is not just applied to the mouth. It's about right now we're eating by our eyes. The things we counted every day, we're eating all the time. The things, the TV program you are watching, the website you are visiting, you are all eating. The music you are listening, you are eating that music. The music, so I think if you go to that chapter, to the last verse is very important. Is it called, what's the purpose of all this? It's, you need to make a distinction between the unclean and the clean. So we need to know, just as the Bible said, at that time, the Israel need to be taught. They need to they don't know what to eat. For our Chinese, everything can be eaten. As long as it's tasteful, we can eat it. But that's not healthy. A lot of things we don't know. So that the same principle applies to our... So we need to have this sense. So also this is related to death. Why God want us not to eat those unclean things? Because that bring death to us. Amen. And death is very serious matters. If you read this chapter, even you not just eat, even you touch the carcass, you become unclean. What this means? Because death is, even the carcass fall into a certain vessel, our understanding, we just watch that vessel. It's okay. But the Bible said, you need to break the vessel. The vessel cannot keep. You need to break that vessel. You cannot, so it's very, what I understand is death is contagious. when we discuss things, you talk about these worldly things. We need to have this understanding. Actually, we bring death to the people we talk. It's contagious. So I say, and then death is once we become unclean, it's not like instant you will come back again, come back clean. You will become unclean until the evening. Which means, I would say, okay, that's fine. It's until the evening, the next morning. But the point is, our time is precious. Amen. If we count all this unclean thing all the time, we become unclean all the time. I would say, point out several things. For example, right now, the football season started, right? NFL. How much time we spend, our precious time? And I'm not against you watching those sports. But the point is, if you spend time on that things, you cannot spend time at the same, we only have one choice. You cannot spend, oh, I'm reading Bible right now and also I'm watching football. You cannot do that, right? Yes, you cannot do those things together. I would say, pay attention to these things, especially for younger people. Cell phones, how much time we spend on the playing games. Those things, there's no benefits coming out of it. I would say, just to conclude my piece, we need to learn how to make a distinction between clean and unclean. Amen. And we need to focus on eating, the healthy thing, the Bible, the meat, going to the meeting, Proverbs, yeah, just trying to exercise our spirit. I think we will have we'll conquer death together with Christ.
Amen. The goal of eating is to reconstitute us with the life of God.
Amen.
We think that because we are of the old man, we are always going to be in death. Sadly, that is true. But there is one way that we can be out of death, and it is by partaking of life.
Amen.
This resurrection life of God is the life that has the key of death. It is the life that unlocks the door and brings us back into life. But many times we think, you know, I don't feel like I'm in life. I feel like I'm in death. We have to ask ourselves, did you eat today? We think, oh, you know, college students, let's skip breakfast so we can get a little bit of more sleep. Skip breakfast. So we eat lunch, we eat dinner, that's fine. But then you look at it, health-wise, calories, how much are you eating a day? You might not realize it, but you're starving yourself. Same way. Do we realize, saints, that we're starving ourselves? We might not even realize it. And we're not eating. We're not eating enough. And what I realize is that actually, we should envy a young baby always eating. You know, when you're younger, you're always given a bottle of milk, always eating, always drinking. But then when we get older, what do we stick with? 3 meals a day. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Actually, saints, we need to realize to always eat of the Lord in small portions.
Amen.
Learn to eat of Him moment by moment, not just meeting by meeting, not just morning revival only and then skip for the rest of the day. That's actually quite strange. Eating breakfast and not eating anything else. Saints, we must learn to eat of Him.
Amen.
Through eating, we obtain life. Through eating, we are brought out of death.
Amen.
And don't think that because you are so far into death that you need to eat like someone who is really nourished. Saints, start small. Even the ones who are malnourished and starving must eat small. So saints, always remember to eat of the Lord.
Amen.
Always be in our spirit. Always be in life.
Amen.
matter of eating is found throughout the Bible. And as a couple of brothers and sisters have said, you know, we see it first in Genesis, and then right now I'm reading Exodus, and in Exodus chapter 12, there's this matter of eating the Passover lamb and also the unleavened bread. And both of these typify Christ. Right? So throughout the Bible, you know, Genesis, Exodus, now Leviticus, and then continuing throughout the Bible, there's this matter of eating. Right? And so God's desire is not that we would gain him as knowledge, but that we would eat him. Right? His desire is for us to eat him. And when we eat something, that thing becomes digested, assimilated, and then constituted into us. So that this thing that was outside of us now has become a part of us. And so that we become one with this thing. And then this food is able to supply us. And so in the physical realm, right, it's able to supply us. And then also in the spiritual realm, this food is able to supply us. And so actually, all we need to do is just come to the Word. And actually, the Word is just God Himself. And as we come to the Word and we pray over the Word, you know, that the Word originally is outside of us. But then when we come to the Word, pray over the Word, that Word, we eat it. We digest it, we assimilate it, and that word becomes a part of us, right? And then it becomes one with us, and it is able to supply us throughout the day. And so, I think my experience is that in the morning, if I don't come to the word and pray over it, you know, I just feel like, spiritually, I just feel like I'm dead, you know, and it's really hard to get through the day. But if I come to the Word in the morning, you know, I really pray over the Word and eat it, then this Word gets into me. And then throughout the day, you know, I'm just, you know, sometimes even the Lord reminds me of that Word. You know, that Word is able to supply me.
Amen.
So I was reading in Matthew this week, and there was one part where the Pharisees saw the disciples eating without washing their hands beforehand. And then I questioned them, saying, like, why are you doing this? You know, that's kind of gross. But then the Lord said, do you not know that, like this is basically a trivial matter? Because what goes into the mouth is expelled into the drain again, but what comes out of the mouth is what defiles the man. So I was considering over one life plan or situation. And relating back to the matter of eating, so when I heard this, what comes out of the mouth is actually what defiles the man. It said earlier in this outline that being in contact something can also be a form of eating. So if you're in a situation where you're constantly contacting like death, you know, before I had the concept that, oh, I could just eat Christ all day, like I will sanctify myself and be a good Christian and eat the Word. But then I realized that these two matters are not like one way or the other. Like if you're eating Christ, it's also possible that you could, like, the death can slip in as well on the side. And it's true that I would get constituted with the Lord, but also with the negative aspects in that situation as well. Like in the dining hall, I'm eating salad, and the fries just they slip in. So, yeah, maybe a burger, or a hot dog, or both. So I was like really delving into this matter of eating, and I realized that, well, okay, it's good on one hand that we can focus on eating the Lord, but on the other hand, I realized we also have to sanctify ourselves if we want to also not get constituted with the negative aspects.
I was touched by the same point as Kenny. If you look at the outline this week, you saw that toward the letter half, you know, this is a shift. You know, the outline points out that death is very powerful. I think it says, besides God Himself, the power of death is the second greatest power in the universe. And the outline also goes on to say that the way that Satan attacks the church, right, is through death, which is the gates of Hades. So, as Kenny brought out, you know, we really need the Lord's mercy to see that today, our eating is in the context of a warfare.
Right.
Satan is trying to attack by death. And we, in order to withstand the attack, must eat Jesus.
Amen.
Eric brought up the point in Exodus, but so he used it to show that eating was in the whole Bible, but he reminded me that eating in Exodus for the children of Israel before they left Egypt, outside there was something happening, right? The doorpost was covered with blood, but inside they were eating the lamb, girded up, they're ready to go, ready to leave the world. Our eating is so that we can fight.
Amen.
We can leave the world behind.
Amen.
And to enter into the good land so that we may fulfill God's original purpose.
Amen.
Saints, we need this kind of eating.
Amen.
I was so touched. My eating is not up to par. When I come to the Lord in the morning, oh Lord, instead of eating the Lord, I ate knowledge. I ate maybe, quote-unquote, a little inspiration I got. But do I eat God?
Wow.
Do I eat resurrection? Do I eat life? Of which can defeat the enemy. May we eat the Lord in this way.
Amen.
To know Him more as resurrection and as life.
Amen.
For the defeat of the enemy.
Amen.
And all His attacks.
Amen.
Week, I was really reminded by these two terms, you know, being put together. One is the significance of eating.
Amen.
And the other is the death.
Amen.
The defeat of death. It comes to me is, you know, if we don't know, we don't have proper kind of eating of Jesus, actually, we will always be defeated by the death. In our personal life, our church life, if we don't have proper eating, we don't eat the right thing, you know. As we all know, the proper eating first, we need to eat the right thing. That's we need to eat Jesus. And we also need to eat the proper way, right? We need to eat and really receive into us. Sometimes we come to the Word, we don't really receive. You know, we are using our mind. We think we are coming to the Word, we're trying to eat the Word, but we didn't. We don't really take in the Christ. And that, without that, we are not able to defeat death. And the other thing I've also enjoyed is this week, some of you all opened up. Actually, I was so surprised to see, actually, there are two things that are in us. One, you know, this life, tree of life is in us. In order to enjoy this tree of life, we need to be in our spirit. We need to enjoy the Word in our spirit. But on the other hand, I was reminded actually the gate of Hades is also in us. And if we are not aware, actually these two things will come up. You know, either, you know, come up out by our tongue, you know, we give the life. We release the life because we enjoy life. Or if we don't enjoy life, what comes out of our tongue is you know, all the negative thing in this gate of Hades, that actually stays. So it's, you know, without proper enjoy, you know, eating Jesus, actually we are very likely are spreading death in the church life. So this will defeat, you know, the purpose of God's building. So this, we really need to be very aware of our eating every day.
Praise the Lord.
This week's message is a very, I would say, is about life and death.
Amen.
Right. As we all know, even for our physical life, the eating is very important, right? Nowadays, you just see so many of these things, articles on the internet talking about how to have a healthy diet, right? You know, even there are stores that are selling healthy food, right? Whole foods, you know, right? All kinds of organic foods, and this, that, and that. So people are starting to realize that their physical health is very much dependent on the food that they eat, right? And as many saints have shared, the matter of eating is really to contact something outside of a body, but then it would have a lasting effect in, you know, inside. So the things that we eat, this word eat, right, really is has much significance in our Christian life. Since this is, you know, this message is really based on Leviticus 11, as we see that the Leviticus 11, God has pretty much spelled out in very much detail the kind of diet that the Israelites should have. Right, what is that they should take, right? The ones, right? The animals. Which animals are actually clean animals? Which are not? Which animals that they can eat? Which they should avoid? So, actually, all of those has a significance really behind it. If you read, the life study of Leviticus. Especially the message 36 and 37, it was about these aspects. And what is the significance behind all of these items? I really, praise the Lord that all of these matters have been opened up to us, right? This is not just a ritual kind of thing for the Israelites or like ordinances for how they should eat. It really opens up the light for all our New Testament Christians, how we ought to live, right, to take the healthy diet, right, which is really Christ himself.
Amen.
But in very much detail, right? If we just say eat Christ, this is very broad and very abstract. We don't know what is really eating Christ. I really much appreciate that in the opening message that Brother Ron Kangas, he mentioned about when he was actually seeking to fellowship on this message, he really kind of humble before the Lord.
Amen.
Say, Lord, I really don't know what is really the matter of eating. I really just want to be like a child coming to you to receive light. I think all of us should have the same kind of spirit before the Lord, right? Even though we may have been Christians for many years, or doesn't matter how many years that we have in our daily practice, we may have say, okay, we are eating Christ every day. Right, we probably have a habit of reading the morning revival every day, reading Bible every day, but then are we really touching the Lord? Have we really assimilated Him? Have we really digested what we ate, or just here doing it superficially? Right, which is okay. I read the Word, okay, I'm fine. Right, I feel like okay, I satisfy myself. So this is the matter I mean, I when I was reading this, you know, listening to the message, I just got reminded, you know, one more time, because I wanted to avoid the problem that some of the Israel people, right, like the Pharisees, when they come to the Lord, right, the Lord actually spoke to them that, you know, you think that you're trying to find life in this Bible, right? But then you don't come to me to receive life. He's the very one. He's a life giver. If we only touch the letters in the word, right? I mean, the word is good. But then if we're only touching the letters and viewing as ordinances, as ways that we try to improve ourselves, you know, how, you know, just follow it outwardly, that has nothing to do with the Lord himself, right? You know, the Lord is the one, he's actually the embodiment of the word, right? So we really need to come to him in order to gain. And in fact, some of those animals, that the clean animals that was, you know, explained in the Leviticus 11, really give us insight, right? We need to be the ones that, in our daily walk, we need to have the ones with a split hoof, right? You know, we need to be able to discern, right? What is the good food? What is the healthy food? What is not healthy food, right? You know, as you were reading the ministry, you see so many examples that was given out, right? You know, when you go to a movie, right? When you versus reading a Bible, some of the saints, you know, give other. There's so many things that Satan now, you know, puts in our daily living, right? That could distract us from the healthy diet. So we really have to have this kind of, actually every day in the morning, we should have such a prayer. Say, Lord, I give my whole day to you. Lord, I give my discernment to you. Lord, improve my discernment, you know, throughout the day so that I will be this kind of clean animal, right? I will be, you know, can be, have a sanctified living this whole day.
Amen.
I can take this, you know, a healthy diet, right, eating Christ, that I can grow, right, you know, this Christ can be assimilated and just be part of my constituent every day. And also regarding this matter of death, I remember the Brother Ron specifically, he had a very strong burden on our tongues, our speaking. You know, the Bible has so much, talked about the matter of speaking. I just want to list a few. In Proverbs, right, it talks about, you know, there are many verses talks about the, you know, let's say in Proverbs 13:3, it says, he who guards his mouth keeps his soul, but he who opens wide his lips will have destruction. So this is another reminder that we should not speak rashly. Actually, in Leviticus, we know that speaking rashly is actually a trespass to the Lord, right? It's an iniquity. Even in Psalms, right, there was mentioning about Moses at a certain point. Remember, he struck the rock the second time? That time, he spoke rashly. He was, because he was annoyed by the Israelites, and he just, you know, his anger came out. He was not representing God properly, so he lost his portion to the good land. He could not enter. So this is really a warning to all of us that our tongue, right, when we speak, because our tongue reflects our heart, right? Our heart is, are we speaking rashly? Are we just let our flesh to come out at certain particular moment? Or we would be one with the Lord. We would speak his heart's desire. So all of this, really, we could actually practice every day, right? I just want to read one more verse, right? In Proverbs 15:4, it says, a soothing tongue is a tree of life. So we really need to have a soothing tongue, right? In fact, in this message, the last, I think we can probably read this, so that point together. It's a point J under Roman numeral 2. For the building up of the body of Christ, we need to minister life. We experience and enjoy the resurrection life within, and then minister this life by being a channel through which this life can flow into other members of the body.
Amen.
How do we practically minister life? It is by our speaking. Right?
Amen.
It is manifested through our speaking. So if we have a heart towards others, if we have a heart toward, if we love our brothers and sisters with the love from a God, right? We practice the speaking, right? Practice the speaking as if Jesus was speaking through us, right? We should not just speak rationally our opinions, especially when our brother and sister have in a certain kind of situation that we go there and we would try to help them. We really have to be careful not getting into right and wrong, not follow the principle of the knowledge of good and evil. You know, anytime, you know, this kind of situation can happen, right? Sometimes in a certain situation, the brother and sister may actually speak to you certain things, and some may actually have some death in it, right? So we have to be careful not being dragged into this tree of knowledge of good and evil, right? Whenever we touch that, we touch death, right? God says, you shall not eat, right? The fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So be careful not try to judge what is wrong and what is right, right? We have to just say, stay in our spirit. And it's that kind of, you know, this kind of, you know, a hint of that coming out.
Amen.
Say, Lord, help me. You know, help me, save me from getting into this tree of,
Amen.
Right, this knowledge of good and evil. Lord, let me stay on, you know, this tree of life, dependent on Him, right? The tree of life, the principle is dependent on Him. We cannot do anything. We cannot even help our brothers and sisters. All we can do is in a praying spirit, that we even bring our brothers and sisters into a praying spirit,
Amen.
And bring the matters to the Lord, and the Lord will help them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Indeed, this matter of eating is life and death. The Bible do tell us three levels of eating. Satan knows God's plan, so he came in to frustrate God's plan by damage, by corrupting the men that God created. When God decided to recover what he planted, the way he recovered is by eating. There are three levels of eating, saints. First of all, in order to save the people of Israel from Egypt, God became in the Passover reality, which is the lamb. So when people of Israel eating the lamb, they are experiencing redemption. But that's just the first very basic level. Still cannot accomplish God's purpose. Then God continued to lead them out of the Egypt into the wilderness. And God still continued to carry out this way of eating by providing them the manna. Brother and sister, do you realize or do you know what's the purpose of eating manna? Eating manna, not only to sustain them, eating manna is to change their being. Because their being were Egyptian. Outwardly speaking, they are Jew, people of Israel, but inward their constituent are Egyptian. So God will use manna day after day, nothing but manna to change their being.
Yes.
But still, even eating manna cannot accomplish God's goal. What is God's goal? God's goal is lead them into the good land. And after into the good land, there's another way of eating. Passover lamb, manna, they don't need to work too much. Am I right? Brother and sister, right? When you enjoy the Lord's blood, you enjoy the manna, you pretty much just open up your mouth and you just eat. But you have to realize, if we will stay in that two level, God still cannot accomplish His purpose. And that's why the first generation of people of Israel perished. So there is another level we need to enter of eating.
Amen.
Which is enter into this good land.
Amen.
And this good land typified by this all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Today are in our spirit.
Amen.
But, there's a but. we need to labor. And when you start to laboring, then you realize this eating is a solid food.
Amen.
Because in that good land, it's for producing the building. God's habitation is in the good land. Tabernacle, typified by church. Today, we cannot remain in eating the land. We cannot remain eating the manna.
Amen.
We have to eat the produce in the good land.
Hallelujah.
For the material to produce.
Amen.
Now, when we are in the third level of eating, it comes very practical. Because the eating will result in building. The brother this morning mentioned about 1 Corinthians chapter 11. There's a body. Whatever you eat from this new good land, it will produce material for the body.
Amen.
Are we only careful locally? Or are you seeing the body is the whole universe? If you truly eat that produce from the good land, you will see the whole body is in the universe.
Amen.
And then, are you building up only locally? Or are you building up with globally? This is an indicator. The soul level of eating, brother and sister, will come in to deal with us deeper and even more serious matter. When the people of Israel, they enter into the good land, what happened to them? Among those 38 kings, what is the root of the cause? They forsook this living water. And they built up this unable to sustain broken system. God intended to build up the church.
Amen.
And Satan knew it and he would destroy it. So when we forsook this living water, we will resolve worshiping the idol, bringing the spiritual fornication. And that fornication and that spiritual fornication will result bringing the rebellious. Leviticus chapter 11 is talking about eating. Chapter 12 talking about the uncleanness from the being, human being. And then chapter 13 talks about leprosy, which will be next week. That leprosy was a result of spiritual fornication. Because of that spiritual fornication, there's a chaotic. There will be no authority among people of Israel. So today, if we are serious about eating, brother and sister, particularly the serving one, you and I should have a manifestation. The sovereignty of God, who are in the throne, shall govern you. Not only merely just know not to speak any word, but he will deal with your motivation. Not even you spoke out. Spoke out is already death brought out. He will come in to deal with your motivation. Why are you doing this? Are you up for vainglory? Are you? That is the result of the third level of eating. The end of chapter 5, Galatians. Do you know what's the last verse? Let's say, if we are truly eating the Lord Jesus, in our service, in our church life, we shall have that manifestation. That verse tells us, do not seek vainglory. And then, do not provoking each other. Do not envying each other. If we are truly talking about the body, building up the body, we should not seek vainglory. And you should always hide yourself from serving the Lord. Our God is a God hide himself. So when you are truly living him by eating of him, this should be the manifestation. And we should not provoke. And we should not envy each other. And we should live in the peace of his dwelling.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us.
Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, Saints, I just have a last announcement. Bob and I will be leaving this afternoon.
Oh!
We'll be heading west, but I do really enjoy the body. It was just incredible. Such an experience. And to come to reality of such a body, you know, do exist. And just hope that any Saints are welcome to come. Hopefully, one day the Saints will retire and do what we do, just go travel and experience the body. And just really realize just how much the Lord loves us.
Amen.
And the body, you know, we're in such a body. The love is just tremendous.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We miss you.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, you are our good lamb.
Amen.
You are good real the food.
Amen.
You are the living bread.
Amen.
You say we eat you, we shall live.
Amen.
Because of you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your speaking.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for your our food.
Amen.
Oh, we want to eat you every day.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you can get into our being.
Amen.
Our being can be expressed.
Amen.
Oh Lord, thank you for the body.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you for the fellowship this morning.
Amen.
Thank you for encouraging one another.
Amen.
We are learning from one another as members in your body.
Amen.
Thank you. We not only we receive from you.
Amen.
We also receive from one another.
Amen.
Help us to really eat you.
Amen.
Eat you in our daily life.
Amen.
Eat you in a more substantial way.
Amen.
We like to always come to you.
Amen.
Never miss you in the word.
Amen.
Never miss you in the ministry.
Amen.
Lord, like to eat the solid food in the good land.
Amen.
We're here to build up your church.
Amen.
To establish your kingdom on earth.
Amen.
Thank you for bringing us into the good land.
Amen.
For this solid food.
Amen.
So that you may gain your building.
Amen.
Oh, keep us continue eating in you.
Amen.
We pray for the proper hunger.
Amen.
We pray for the proper digestion.
Amen.
The proper assimilation.
Amen.
So that you can truly grow in us.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord,
we give our daily life to you.
Amen.
Serve us on this manner of eating.
Amen.
Lord, we want to be faithful to you on this manner of eating.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to eat you more.
Amen.
Lord, give us
eating. Amen.
Lord, so available.
Amen.
Available, rich and
for the college, let's get some lunch.